Chapter 2. The cafe turns out to be walking distance from Dirk's townhouse, and you wonder whether that was the reason for suggesting it as a meeting place. He is extraordinarily well off, as far as you can tell, to be able to afford such a living arrangement in a high-demand city. But unlike when you visited Cronus, you don't take any sort of tour. You follow them directly to the back of the house, to a room with black hangings on the walls and furnishings that would not have been out of place in the Alternian judicial system. You have a space set aside solely for your perversions? Dirk asks helpfully.
Yeah, I had the cash, so I figured I might as well. There's acoustic tiling behind the curtains. Honest to God, soundproofing is expensive and a bitch to install. But this setup is good enough to muffle most things. Keeps us from waking up the neighbors.
He sounds so flippant, so unworried about anything. I would think, you say, you would be less concerned about disturbing their rest and more concerned with them alerting law enforcement.
Dirk shakes his head. Nah, the guys next door are a couple of old bears who met at some Folsom Street thing years ago. I wouldn't be surprised if they have a dungeon of their own.
You are so out of your depth.
See, Cronus says.
It's like I said, it's really okay with humans. You just gotta be clear on what you want.
10 points for a smooth segue.
Dirk closes the door and fiddles with an electronics cabinet beside it, and some sort of insistently rhythmic human music starts playing at a low volume.
Let's talk about that.
He looks at you.
I'm running this show because I like making things happen for people. I like watching guys get something they really wanted. And I like pulling strings to get them there.
He smiles for a fraction of a second.
Also, not gonna lie, I've got a pretty bad Xeno kink, so the idea of watching Cronus get worked over by another troll sounds hot as hell to me.
If you're going to do this, then you should take him at his word and use the negotiation process to its fullest. Do you mean you intend to simply watch, then?
I wouldn't say I intend to exclusively watch, Dirk says. You're probably going to want some technical pointers, if nothing else. And I'll probably want to get more involved by the end. Be a shame to have him right there and not come in him.
Your stomach knots in shock, and your bulge stiffens so intensely it hurts. Cronus trills, a thin, needy sound. You've been so unsure that he really did want this, at least partially convinced that Dirk must have manipulated him into it somehow. But that trill.
Go on, bro. You next,
Dirk says, giving Cronus a nudge with one elbow.
Tell Cancri what you like and where your limits are.
Cronus shrugs, giving you a smile that's the ghost of his old familiar leer.
I'm not all that picky, I gotta be honest, he says. I mean, I don't want to get worked over bad enough to scar, but I heal up pretty good. Fins are okay, but gills not so much. Emotional stuff, too.
Dirk prompts. It sounds like a reminder.
Right.
The thing Cronus does with his shoulders there makes him look sheepish, awkward. He crosses his arms over his chest and doesn't meet your eyes.
Verbal stuff's harder, I guess. Telling me I'm not good enough or nobody wants me, that kind of stuff. That'll wreck it for me pretty fast.
He looks so much less comfortable than simply admitting to it, as if even the idea is enough to distress him. Dirk steps up behind him and slides both arms around Cronus's waist, kissing the membrane of one ear fin.
You're okay, babe. I gotcha.
He nips that fin briefly with his flat teeth.
You're definitely wanted, okay? Don't push yourself down that hole.
Cronus takes a deep breath.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm good.
You can see the hints at pale affection now. It seems odd, but it's working somehow.
Now you,
Dirk says, letting Cronus go and looking at you.
I don't expect you to have a bulleted PowerPoint presentation here when all this shit is new, But you got any ideas what direction you're most interested in? Helplessness, obedience, dishing out pain?
You ball your hands into fists at your sides, as if that might stop them from shaking.
I don't know, you say. I don't know where to start. I can't answer that question. Admitting to any of this is entirely counter to the principles I live by, you understand. I spend all my time campaigning for more equal treatment, for justice. To throw that over and admit that I want to have someone beaten and subservient at my feet? You break off, unable to keep going. Cronus reaches out and squeezes your shoulder, just for a moment.
It's okay, Chief, he says. That stuff is just in here. You walk out that door and you can go right back to liberty and justice.
That seems so dishonest, doesn't it? That you could secretly enjoy the very thing you're fighting against? You chew your lip, trying to convince yourself one way or another.
You think setting up a roleplay scene might help?
Dirk asks.
You know, something to set this apart, make it more obvious that you're not being you right now. Instead, it's this separate scenario. Interrogation for a suspect, obedience training for a new pet, whatever turns your crank.
Forced Cullen, Cronus suggests. For a moment, you stop breathing. With me doing it to you, you say, your voice strangled and tight. Cronus nods. His eyes are shining. The surge of vicious pleasure through your veins makes you tremble. Don't trust me, you want to tell him. You stupid, confused wreck of a troll. Don't let me do this.
That looks like a yes, Dirk says wryly. Why don't you guys pick a safe word that'll work for both of you, and then Cancri and I can do a little top-secret dumb planning before we get going.
Yes, right, a safe word, so that he can tell you if you go too far. That should help, shouldn't it? It should keep you from doing too much harm. Dirk turns away to go fiddle with a cabinet on the other side of the room. You clear your throat. Do you have a regular safe word you prefer?
Cronus's mouth crooks up at one corner.
I've been using problematics, but I think we might need something else.
You blush. Yes, I think so. You have no idea how to feel about that choice, what he could mean by it. You're not sure what to suggest in its place, though.
Mina, Cronus says quietly.
The suggestion throws you for a moment, even as you recognize how well it would work. Certainly there would be no reason to call on her in the middle of things, and it would definitely jar you both out of your train of thought.
That's acceptable, you say. You think you've already seen him more vulnerable tonight than ever in your prior acquaintance, and you haven't even truly begun.
You look across the room at Dirk. The cabinet is now open, and you can see that it's full of implements.
Go on, Cronus says. Go have your top secret meeting. I'll be here.
He leans against the wall, all casual confidence again, and you find yourself instantly craving the bare vulnerability that just vanished.
Okay, Dirk murmurs as you join him at the cabinet. Give me a really quick crash course on what culling means for you guys.
You blink. That wasn't where you expected this to go. It was a caretaking process instituted by the Empress. Highbloods would take charge of the abnormal and unfit, and look after them to ensure they were kept safe and unharmed.
Bitterness creeps into your tone, whether they wanted it or not.
So now you're flipping it, huh?
Dirk nods.
Hot.
It seems hideously irresponsible, you mutter. Trivializing.
He shakes his head.
I could go on hells of a tangent here about the emotional foundations for eroticizing real threats, but I'm pretty sure we have better things to torment Cronus with than boredom. Remind me later and we'll talk theory.
I will, you say. Surprised by the way that made his face light up. Nobody ever wants to discuss theory with you. Meantime, I figure there are two ways we could play this. One, you could be playing out Rebellious Kali turns the tables on his color. Or two, we could flip the whole system and claim you've got the weight of the system behind you, insisting that he submit.
You chirp, and your hand flies to your throat in embarrassment. I admit the second is appealing.
Your gaze flicks to the implements in the cabinet, the assortment of whips and crops and canes.
Though I'm not sure how it squares with using any of these.
It's forced, right? Dirk says with a shrug. He's resisting. You need to break down his resistance. Get him to accept that you're in control, that you know what's best for him, that what's best for him is whatever you want to do to him.
Your whole body is on fire. You'd never have thought anyone, much less an alien, could arouse you so intensely with just words. I don't want to go too far, you say, which is only half true. Part of you wants to utterly wreck him, reduce him to a sobbing, whimpering mess. It's just that the rest of you is terrified of letting it happen.
You can safe word too, you know. It's not just for his limits.
You almost wish you could resent Dirk for having so many answers. You thought you'd had more than enough of people telling you how things would be. Except that he keeps providing solutions to your problems.
I'm going to be your lieutenant here, or your orderly, whatever the right term is. If you need to take a break for a minute, you can tell me to continue the session, and I'll keep it up until you're ready to jump back in. If you really want to stop for good, tell me to finish it, and I'll get Cronus safely brought down so we can all move on to the aftercare together.
You are being extraordinarily patient and helpful, you say. You must enjoy pulling the puppet strings quite a lot.
Guilty as charged, Dirk allows, nodding to you in an
I concede the point gesture.
Does this setup work for you?
I think so, yes. You turn your attention to the implement cabinet more fully. I suppose, then, that I should be asking you about how to use some of these. You touch an arrangement of leather straps and rings hanging on one side. A bridle, you realize, fitted to troll proportions instead of hoofbeast ones. There are blinders to restrict vision, and a rubber-coated bit. This would completely prevent speech, wouldn't it?
Honestly, I wouldn't recommend a gag for your first scene, Dirk says, and you stifle your disappointment. You'll probably want to get feedback from him at some point, so ordering him not to speak without permission is a better bet.
What if he does something he doesn't have permission to do? You shouldn't be so delighted by the chance to treat Cronus like a lesser being. Something talked about instead of talked to. You shouldn't enjoy it this much.
Well, that depends on how you feel about it, Dirk says. If you don't really want to discourage the behavior, it's a good excuse to flog him some. If he's actually doing dumb shit and needs to cut it out, then I've found the best punishment is to just stop what you're doing and give him no attention until he corrects his mistake.
You laugh, which almost covers the painful spike of arousal at the idea of training a fellow troll like an animal. Of course, you say. Of course withholding attention is the way to actually make him sorry. He goes over the rest of the cabinet's contents with you in quick succession, pointing out which striking implements are safe to use on which body parts, explaining how various binding devices are applied. You make note of which ones provoke the most intense physical responses when you consider them.
So, you get all that?
He says at last, when he's reviewed your options fairly thoroughly. I'm as ready as I'm going to be, you say. Your nerves jangle with adrenaline, and you're still terrified that something could go grotesquely wrong. But you keep reminding yourself that there are fail-safes in place. You've seen that Dirk cares for Cronus. He'll stop you if you lose control of your urges and go too far.
Sounds good, he says. Let's make this happen.
Cronus is smiling at you in delight when you come back over to him. And you hope you'll live up to that delighted anticipation.
You're gonna do great, he says,
as if he can hear your thoughts. Or, more likely, as if you're wearing your worry on your face. Dirk steps up right next to him and kisses his cheek.
Okay, bro. Here's what we're thinking. You're trying to flee the system so you don't get culled. Only then you get caught. And what are we supposed to do with a rebellious brat who doesn't appreciate it when people are trying to help him?
Punish him? Cronus guesses. I'd prefer to call it corrective discipline, you say, and watch his fins flutter. I only want to help my wayward charge understand what's best for him.
Ugh, it's so atrocious. Something inside you, your sense of decency, perhaps, is squirming. You can't believe you're turning those toxic excuses into a game. And yet, taking on the oppressive role is such a heady thrill.
I'm in, Cronus says. I'm so in.
Fuck yeah, Dirk says. Step outside. Give us a count of 60 to be ready for you. And when you come back, we're in scene.